This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. It's a week late, but on Beacon Hill, state lawmakers vote today on a new state budget. The $38.1 billion package addresses opioid addiction, the earned income tax credit, and homelessness. The plan also gives Governor Charlie Baker many of the tools that Baker sought to overhaul the MBTA, including a financial oversight board and a three-year suspension of the state law preventing the T from contracting out some services to private companies. For more on the budget, we're joined right now by State Senate President Stan Rosenberg. Good morning, Mr. President. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, happy to be with you.
So you've given Governor Baker what he wants on the T. What do you expect him to do with it?
We expect him to be a strong manager and use the tools provided both in this bill and also over the last three or four reforms of the T that have a lot of provisions yet to be implemented. So the problems there are largely and principally management problems, as they pointed out themselves in their meetings with us here in the Senate.
Do you expect the T to be fairly well redone by the time the next winter season comes around?
Things will be better. There's still a lot of work to be done. I don't think you can get it all done in 6 months, but they can make a lot of progress.
The suspension of the so-called Pacheco Law limiting privatization will draw criticism from the MBTA unions. Why was that necessary to suspend this law limiting privatization?
The governor wanted to eliminate it entirely and completely and permanently for the T. The House said, let's give a five-year suspension. The compromise in the conference committee was a three-year suspension. Again, I believe that it's mostly a set of management problems there, and so we didn't want to do something permanent that would take away the protection of taxpayers to know that when you privatize, it's to save money and to improve performance as you're saving money, and so we wanted to make sure it wasn't permanent.
Do you have a service, an MBTA service in mind you think could stand privatization that would improve the service and save money?
The administration has a number of ideas. I question whether that will actually produce savings and improve efficiency, but they want the opportunity to try it, and they now will have it.
All right. Some other issues. The earned income tax credit, it's being expanded to include more low-income workers. How it's paid for has been a source of dispute. You and your Senate colleagues wanted to freeze the state income tax rate, but that's not included here. What happened with that freeze?
Yeah, the governor wanted to pay for an earned income tax increase for the first time in 18 years by getting rid of the film tax credit. The speaker said, no, he doesn't want to get rid of this film tax credit. The Senate said, well, why don't we take the same $140 million we would have given in rolling back the income tax another 0.5% and use that to pay for the earned income tax credit and an increase in the personal exemption so that every single taxpayer would get some benefit out of it. The compromise was to eliminate a corporate tax credit that would go to 20 of the largest corporations in America, and three of which would receive more than half of all of the dollars from this corporate tax break that was put in place 4 years ago but never implemented. So we just wipe it off the books and use that money to pay for earned income tax credit increase for the hardest working, lowest income people in the Commonwealth.
I know that you yourself have been in favor, at least in this budget cycle, of freezing the state income tax rate instead of rolling it back a little bit. Do you expect to bring that back up in a future budget cycle?
It can come back at any time. The solution that we have today works for us, so we're very happy. For the first time in 18 years, these low-income working families are going to get some additional tax relief, and we'll see what the next chapter brings. We want to get it to 30%. We increased it by 50% over the base, and we still want to do some more, and we'll have to find a way to pay for it.
Opioid addiction, money in the new state budget for 250 new treatment beds, the creation of two new recovery high schools for troubled youth. Governor Baker expected to release soon his bill specifically dealing with opiates. What else do you see on this issue this year?
So we also included in that budget a bulk purchasing program done by the Department of Public Health, with the savings to help police departments, EMTs, clinics, and other places that need Narcan in order to save the lives of people who find themselves in overdose situations. And so that hopefully will be up and running and helping our communities and medical facilities very soon. In addition, we're going to be trying to take that same model and expand it to other forms of medicine and drugs to try to help bring down the upwardly spiraling costs of pharmaceuticals here in the Commonwealth. So there's a very high focus on the opioid heroin crisis, and the governor's bill, we're looking forward to seeing all of the elements of it and studying it. There's about 60 ideas that he put on the table, and we're very much looking forward to taking additional measures this year.
Very, very quick last question, sir. A vote scheduled today in both chambers on this budget package. Any reason to think it won't go through easily?
Oh, nothing is easy, but I'm hopeful that it'll be on the governor's desk very soon.
State Senate President Stan Rosenberg, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition Live. We appreciate it.
Have a great day, everyone.